J. Anthony Brown comes with a murdered hit. But now it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
I'm joined.
Huggy Lowdown.
Jimmy Wills.
Happy Friday.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The millionaire motivator, the intellectual interrogator, and the hilarious hater, who's also a master debater, who hasn't been a same race dater since Al Davis owned the Raiders. Or should I call y'all contenders 1, 2, and 3? See, Tom, you on this week list because I didn't get an invite to the Skywalker Ranch. No siree, beige buddy. Or should I call you the Jaundice Jinx? Which is also why you're on the list.
What?
You slept Rock Shack. Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal was supposed to interview with Orlando Magic for a GM position. But nope, Dr. O'Neal turned it down like a John Travolta masseur. But when I first heard where Shaq turned it down, I remember Tom saying it was a good idea. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Damn you, Tom. You make a black cat look like a rabbit's foot. The new bad luck cat is a beige cat now, y'all. Contender number 2, Silver Wilkes.
What?
A.K.A. the intellectual interrogator / relationship instigator. Tom, you took Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Sybil, to the Skywalker Ranch this week to do a little sightseeing of George Lucas' amazing spread.
Right.
And after Sybil finished seeing all the sights, she stepped to George Lucas, not about Star Wars or R2-D2 or C-3PO or where in the hell with Chewbacca or even asking him questions about how he spent $100 million of his own money to make the movie Red Tails because Hollywood didn't believe in the project. But none of that didn't mean shady to Sybil.
Nope.
Sybil wanted to ask George Lucas, what's up with you and Melanie taking their relationship to the next level? Yes, she did, Kimo Sabins. Yes, she did. George Lucas went toe-to-toe with the Silver Wilkes Show. A guest get jammed every week on the Silver Wilkes Show. Contender number 3, J. Anthony Brown. Another invited guest at the Skywalker Ranch. Who was walking around the ranch like he was casing a place. Thomas Hill, y'all didn't know Jay was supposed to be in the original Star Wars back in the day.
No.
Yeah, that's when Jay was swole and wore a jerry curl. Right? Which distracted Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. So instead of him saying, may the Force be with you, he'll look at swole Jerry Curl Jay and say, may the full force be with you. Actually, Jay, when you caught a flat tire this week and told Tom in addition to the flat tire you had whiplash, blurred vision, oily discharge, dizziness, swole groin, and you were wearing an eye patch, all that was enough to beat out crazy Ron Artest, Metawana Percocet, and the rest of the Lakers squad, who got a thunderfoot up their ass. You beat out their non-coaching-ass coach, Mike Brown, who I'm sure will be working at UPS next year. You beat out American Idol winner Philip Phillips of being a same first and last name Bama. Philip Phillips. Two names. You know that only work if you a group like Duran Duran or a woman like Lisa Lisa.
Okay.
You don't hear no actor Leon calling himself Leon Leon, do you? Jay, you also beat out the dynamic duo for both wearing cat suits out of the same material my beanbag is made out of. And I love Shock and Fantasia. I was going to name my daughter Shantasia. But you can't be squeezing your body in cat suits like that. That's called overpacking. Spirit Airlines would have charged Shantasia $400 a piece for those outfits. JF, hold up. Jay, I got to give it to her. Silver Wilkes, you are the Bama of the week. Week, week, week.
Yes.
Damn it, George Lucas.